Hi everyone, from Kobe Media, I'm Maria Tierney, and this is Stories for You Daily, a daily show where I talk about stories in the news from my perspective, addressing topics ranging from current social issues to happenings in media, business, and politics. So yesterday we talked a little about how Pete Buttigieg's previous ties to corporate America were causing problems for his campaign. Today we have some other news about corporate America. We actually have some big news from Amazon, who on Friday announced they will be coming to New York City after all. Now, if you'll recall, earlier this year, Amazon pulled the plug on plans to build an HQ2 or second headquarters in Queens, after a number of local leaders and activists had pushed back against the tax breaks and incentives the company was set to receive. The online retail giant has confirmed plans now to lease 350,000 square feet of office space in Manhattan, according to the Wall Street Journal. This new New York City expansion will be located on 10th Avenue in the Hudson Yards neighborhood of Manhattan, and the offices will be occupied by somewhere around 1,500 employees in Amazon's consumer and advertising units. It's a much smaller operation than what Amazon had proposed for HQ2, which had shifted to other locations in Virginia and Tennessee. But it comes with no tax breaks or incentives. Why? Well, the Manhattan lease doesn't qualify for the kind of tax credits and other government sweeteners the company had won in exchange for building a huge campus in Long Island City that would have employed more than 25,000 people. The incentives for the Queens project had totaled $3 billion, touching off a contentious debate about the value of using outsized public subsidies to woo wealthy companies, and about whether such bait was even necessary in a talent-rich and competitive city like New York. Word that the company was adding office space in Manhattan to its existing operations elsewhere in Midtown led leading critics of the Long Island City venture, namely Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to double down on their criticism. AOC tweeted in response to the news, "Won't you look at that? Amazon is coming to New York City anyway, without requiring the public to finance shady deals, helipad handouts for Jeff Bezos, and corporate giveaways. Maybe the Trump administration should focus more on cutting public assistance to billionaires instead of poor families." Some had no patience for the boast, noting that Amazon's new office space would bring significantly fewer jobs than the headquarters they had originally planned in Long Island City would have brought. For instance, real estate entrepreneur Jason Haber responded, "I bet a lot of shopkeepers and store owners in Long Island City would have loved those customers in the neighborhood instead of in Manhattan. Plus, what they are taking in Manhattan is much smaller in scope than HQ2. Others were more blunt. Caleb Hull, a director at the political consulting firm Targeted Victory, said in a tweet, "You went from 25,000 Amazon jobs in your district to just 1,500 being offered outside your district. You're an idiot if you think this is a success for your constituents." AOC shot back by noting that Amazon's original promise of 25,000 jobs came with no guarantees. She said in response to a critic from the Daily Caller website, "That 25K number was an unsubstantiated number, not a year one hiring figure. Nor was it a promise backed with consequences if it wasn't met. 1,500 jobs off the bat is huge, and a much better deal than paying billions for a fairy tale that would have displaced many." So what is a fair assessment here? Even if the 25K figure wasn't a guarantee, there is no dispute that the Queens project would have been on a scale not comparable to the small one that's coming to Manhattan. It's not even the same thing. The Queens project would have been a second headquarters for the company, while the Manhattan office will be just that, an office, and a much smaller operation. And it's coming to the already corporate office building saturated area of Midtown Manhattan. It's kind of a bummer overall because I think the second headquarters could have brought a lot of opportunity to a less corporately saturated area of New York. Additionally, it's misleading to say that the city would have been directly paying Amazon billions of dollars. The figure is largely comprised of future tax incentives or tax breaks the city would have given the company. Perhaps it was too too much of a sweetheart deal and it could have been negotiated more, but it's hard to see how killing the deal altogether benefited New Yorkers who could have seen a huge boost to the local economy. I do think we have to balance how much favor should be granted to large corporations with how much they provide for the local community. It's hard to say what precise amount of incentive would have been fair, where both the local community and Amazon would have benefited in a fair way, but the loss of the original deal feels like a loss all around, and it's bittersweet that this small operation in Manhattan is all we'll be left with. That's it for Stories for You Daily. If you'd like to hear more episodes, please subscribe to this podcast on Spotify and wherever else you get your podcasts. I'm Maria Tierney, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.